We're gonna make it, my friends. No other choice. Victory or death. All right, my friends. Coming up, some stations don't carry this short segment, as you know. Coming up, I'm going to really get into AI and how it's being deployed in a predatory post-human war way. And the latest developments, shock video, newest version of ChatGPT admits it's being used by the elites to usher in the Antichrist system. That ties in with all the other developments. We've got Mel Gibson taking the gloves off on the planned destruction of the Palisades and the globalist UN 50-minute city power grab. Powerful video coming up. We've also got the latest on the economy and why the stock market's down and what's going on with the private Federal Reserve and Trump going after Powell. And a lot more today. I will also be opening the phones up as well, interspersed with all the latest breaking news and information. But the first thing I want to hit when we come back, and there's a lot of these videos and a lot of breaking news, and I'm not going to play all the videos, but I'm going to at least mention them and read some of the transcripts. Gabbard dropped a bunch of giant bombshells. Cash Patel dropped some big bombshells. Jonathan Turley dropped some big news. And again, I'm behind the scenes talking to the heavy hitters, and they have every intention of indicting these people. Now, we'll come back and break all this down straight away, but remember, I need your support. We got a bunch of new t-shirts just came in.
For a limited time, you can get this limited edition Murdered Out InfoWars shirt at thealexshowstore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic, and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition, and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them, and we're winning. Get it all now at thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for your support. This is a major alert for thealexshowstore.com. I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to get the biggest deals ever if you're a VIP. It's $30 a month. You get $40 from the store, special deals, special offers, special savings. And you don't just get one bottle of the supplements like Methylene Blue, get one free. You also can buy one of our amazing Richardson hats with Patriot logos and messages on it, or either t-shirts or other apparel, and get one absolutely free. I mean, this is an incredible deal. Now, this is a fundraiser shirt, but with this, we mark it up, limited edition, InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, Murdered Out, limited edition. We're only putting this shirt out for a few months. Get your limited edition Murdered Out historic InfoWars shirt and know you fought on the tip of the spear. It's an adventure to wear this shirt in public. Find it all right now. Biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you for your support because we cannot do this without you. Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So if you want to keep us on the air and take part in history, we have a limited edition, Murdered Out, InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you can get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWar and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition Murdered Out shirt right now at thealexshowstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support, and thanks for being part of history.
All right, start your engines. We're going to break for 1 minute. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience ultramethylene blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, August 1st, 2025, transmission. I am your battle-scarred from the InfoWar faithful chronicler, Alex Jones. All right, let's launch into all of the other insane news, starting with Tulsi Gabbard, Kash Patel, and all the other individuals in the administration, really on a daily basis, releasing massive new smoking gun proof of the Obama, Hillary, CIA, Justice Department, deep state rolling coup starting in 2016 to overturn elections, to target Trump supporters, to target Trump, to illegally spy on him. And I see a lot of people, including Owen Schroyer, saying, I mean, rant, and I was watching him yesterday, and I get what he's saying. I'm not saying he's totally wrong. Saying, this is nothing new. We knew this 8 years ago. Yeah, we knew they were lying. We knew the Steele dossier wasn't real. We knew Trump wasn't getting pissed on in Moscow and St. Petersburg by Russian prostitutes. We knew we weren't Russian agents. We knew Obama was spying illegally. We knew he put stay-behind networks in with the countering disinformation, foreign disinformation propaganda act. Yeah, we knew all that. But we didn't have the absolute total smoking gun emails, handwritten notes, and all the rest of it. And we weren't into the future with the cover up the Biden laptop, all the CIA, FBI directed censorship, election meddling, protecting the communist Chinese with the mail-in ballots that they shipped in, and covering up all the whistleblowers and raiding Mar-a-Lago to get documents that they knew exposed Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. But too bad they weren't there. That's all new. And I've been told, as I told you months ago, that they were going to extend this treason investigation, they now officially call the treasonous conspiracy investigation and the strike force, into 2024. And they've got all these new crimes. And now Tulsi Gabbard came out and said, yes, we now know and we have documents that they were doing stuff in 2020 and up into 2024. And they're getting ready to release it, she told Benny Johnson. Kind of a big deal. Because this gets past the statute of limitations stuff with the cut and dry perjury of Comey, Brennan, and Clapper before Congress that they weren't involved in spying and there was nothing going on and they weren't involved in Crossfire Hurricane. And there's been lots of them trying to act like in their handwritten notes, oh, Hillary was running it all. We warned her to stop. No, they created it, gave it to Hillary. And the FBI gave money to the Steele dossier. So they're all guilty. And we got Megyn Kelly saying Hillary needs to be arrested. And so there's a cacophony, a crescendo of buzz around this. And if they don't start indicting these people soon, and let it out just having some, you know, special prosecutor, you know, Durham whitewash, and one low-level FBI agent for, you know, falsifying an email goes to jail. No, they have to be indicted. It has to all come out in a court. It's already out. And We got to dismantle these people, or their operatives are still throughout the government, as Gabbard also told Glenn Beck and Benny Johnson, that there is a mutiny going on, that they are literally having people in her office and in Kennedy's office and others where they say, okay, we're not authorizing the mRNA shot. That's my public statement, and we're not doing it. And then they just robo-pin, sign his name to it while he's on vacation. Comes back, fires him, and now they're reversing it. But, I mean, these are very arrogant criminals because they never get in trouble. Fauci, Mark Milley, calling up the communist Chinese in 2021 in the last weeks of Trump and saying, don't worry, I've got the nuclear codes, he doesn't, implying Trump is going to nuke them. That's treason. And Trump was going to have this commission in the Pentagon on the Afghan withdrawal and on Milley to see if they would be court-martialed. Where's that? Where is going to Fort Knox to look at the gold and to audit the gold? If you're a waitress that didn't pay $5,000 of Vimeo tips you got, you know, the IRS comes after you, but they haven't audited the Treasury for that since the 70s. So, now he did say he was going to go to the big palace, $3.1 billion renovation of the Federal Reserve headquarters in D.C. He did do that, and that was a big hit. More of that. So when you start putting pressure on Trump, where's the investigation of the gold? I want to know where the gold at. I want the gold. And it's not just at Fort Knox. They got a big vault depository in New York. They got other ones as well. So that's not hard, Trump, to take the Treasury head, Bessent, and to go there. Or I'm sure they came to him and said, sir, this was done and been moved here, sold to those, it's gone. It'll hurt the economy if you tell them it's gone. We know you're getting ready to tie gold to Bitcoin and launch Bitcoin monetization and a Bitcoin reserve, which he's announced today they're getting ready to do, which we've been saying was coming from our sources. And so that's going to be really good for the economy. So I'm not defending cover-ups. I know the arguments, and I know what they come to him with. And I'll bet you all the tea in India that gold's been sold or shipped off many years ago, decades ago, and that they came to Trump and said, let's just not do that. So that's my best approximation. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what's happening. I think that's what you know, right? We know the gold's not there. I mean, they might have a little bit there. And we know it's not in New York. Though in the last, as soon as even before he was inaugurated, and then once he was inaugurated, record numbers of gold shipments back into New York and other areas and disappearing into those reserves. So who knows what's happening? But very, 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 very mysterious. So, declassified Durham appendix shows Hillary Clinton personally ordered Trump Russia hoax, knew he was innocent, used FBI to put more oil on the fire, is the quote of what she wanted. I mean, you talk about a demon creature. That is Hillary Clinton. Megyn Kelly on newly declassified Durham appendix. Hillary Clinton should be behind bars. Yep, sure should be. Jonathan Turley warns former CIA chief John Brennan that he's not out of the woods. Powerful statements by Tulsi Gabbard on Glenn Beck. She tells Beck she's surrounded by anti-Trump deep state hires. As we're finding these documents, going through them, declassifying, releasing them, we are learning more about who was actually directly involved and who may have been in the room. Operation Mockingbird 2.0. Tulsi Gabbard confirms intel agencies still using corrupt media to undermine Trump and push propaganda. Yeah, fire their asses. They're trying. DNI Tulsi Gabbard confirms explosive 2020 election fraud revelations coming. Feds knew about voting machine vulnerabilities and stayed silent, as well as the communist Chinese shipping in the ballots. The case is not closed. It's not dismissed. It's not been complied with. Georgia State Election Board votes to seek DOJ assistance to obtain voting records from Fulton County in 2020 election. Boy, they don't want that. It's going to vindicate Rudolph Giuliani and others. More to come. Cash Patel calls out Clinton after declassified Durham annex reveals Hillary personally approved Trump-Russia hoax. Well, let's see it. Could someone have a more demonic face than Hillary? I mean, the evil just shines through. You know, Jack Nicholson can look scary when he wants to. He can look like a demon. I can too. But Hillary just it's all the time. It's just constant because she is a demon. Unbelievable that that slime is still walking free. Now let's go to a few of these clips. Here is the director of Office of National Intelligence with Glenn Beck. Here it is.
How many people are you surrounded by that are still part of that old system?
It's a good question. As we are finding these documents, going through them, declassifying and releasing them, we are learning more about who is actually directly involved and implicated in this. We're learning more about who may have been in the room and who was loudly protesting against it, recognizing how wrong it was. We have whistleblowers coming forward with their own documentation of their protests and their unwillingness to go along with this. So, yes, there are people who are still working within the intelligence community who had a hand in this. As we are identifying them, it will give us the opportunity to make sure that they and others like them who, again, are so willing to weaponize intelligence to subvert the will of the American people can no longer work in the intelligence community.
Well, that's a nice start. But they're working for corporate interests. You always think, oh, they're a Russian agent, they're a Chinese agent, and that stuff goes on. But no, corporations historically, even for hundreds of years, have more important, more powerful, more sneaky intelligence and operatives than governments. But we have this blindness to it. And when you hear the term Mockingbird, that was one of the CIA operations that got declassified in the 70s during the Church Committee hearings of the Senate. And they have new names for it, the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. And they turn loose the CIA, the FBI, other agencies, corporate groups, PR firms, law firms, all of them against you with lawfare, with attacks, with criminal indictments. They've got their operatives everywhere. And it's been a reign of terror. Here she is talking about more about to come out with the operatives. This is with Benny Johnson, but speaking of the same things he was saying on Beck, just elaborating, that their operatives are still in the government working with the corporate media to put out disinformation and attack Trump, his agenda, and you know who else. Oh, yeah, yours truly. Here it is.
The media being used as a propaganda mechanism, we saw it flatly. I mean, I think it's the smoking gun, quite frankly, of the Obamagate narrative and the Russiagate narrative, that it was so baked in that the New York Times and Washington Post went and ran with it. Some would say that that's part of Operation Mockingbird. Some would say that that's part of what we learned in the Church Committee, that the intel agencies were using media outlets as their mouthpieces, and that those mouthpieces would parrot the official narrative. And I wanted to ask you, is this operation still going on? Are you aware of the intel agencies working directly with media outlets in order to push prescribed narratives that may or may not be true?
It's something that we've already had to deal with, Benny, within this administration, where there are people within the intelligence community who believe that their will is more important than the will of the American people and will weaponize intelligence by leaking it to their friends within the mainstream media with the intent of undermining President Trump's agenda. It is not one that he hasn't already talked about in every rally and town hall that he did throughout the campaign. I don't even know how many there were, but President Trump is enacting the very thing he promised the American people he would do in this election. So people in the intelligence community, they may agree, they may disagree. That's not the point here. as intelligence professionals, as people who work in the national security space, in the intelligence community, they are required to fulfill their mandate to their oath to the Constitution of the United States, and to the President of the United States, who was duly elected by the American people. Those who leak intelligence to their friends in the mainstream media with the intent of undermining the president who was elected by the American people, none of these intelligence professionals were. They are subverting the will of the people and therefore undermining the Constitution.
It's wild that you're still having to deal with that. Call it what you will. But Operation Mockingbird, just incredible that they were just out with it, that they were using the media as government organs to push propaganda, and it's still happening today.
This is why what we're doing is so important, Benny, and this is why President Trump's mandate in this is really critical, is by exposing the truth, by exposing the bad actors within the intelligence community and in the political space, who are weaponizing intelligence to advance their own political interests, is so important to be able to turn the light on in places that have been dark for far too long, expose the truth, and drive accountability. That's the only way that we can actually shift this and begin the work to try to restore trust in the intelligence community.
Okay, so let me just give you a few of the names here. They haven't called it Mockingbird since the 70s. And they had the disinformation board they set up. They got rid of the name and the director of it right before they stole the 2020 election, right under Trump's nose, because he wasn't running the agencies then. He's trying to now. They set up a DHS election integrity cyber hacking command, and then it ran the censorship and control. And Mike Benz did a good job breaking that down. Again, they have the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. They have the State Department group coordinating that, and a bunch of other groups. And then just USAID and EPA shoveling tens of billions into NGOs to run around and engage in all their propaganda. And it just goes on and on. And they've had congressional hearings about all this now. And Johnson's a smart guy. I love Benny Johnson. He's just, you know, he's like, oh, so what do they call it now? And Gabbard's like, well, it's people in the intel agencies. Well, it's a little worse than that. We have whole divisions still operating with these goals. And we know the names, and we know who they are, and we know who their victims have been. Looking at one right here, we have the documents. Imagine the documents we don't have. Yeah, it's all about the repeal of the Smith-Month Act by Obama and by the Republicans. And it legalized the CIA lying to you. Now, they were already doing it, but remember that one little purchase item from the Defense Department for COVID to Reuters, $9 million, just one line item for widespread social deception operations against the American people. And then when Congress asked them about it finally in hearings a few months ago, Doge uncovered that 6 months ago, they went, oh, yes, we were countering widespread deception, but they were the ones engaged in the widespread deception. Now, here's Tulsi talking about documents coming on the integrity of the systems. And now we do know Homeland Security in 2020 was breaking in to databases in the Carolinas, in Georgia, and other areas. And then they were going to blame the Russians, but they got caught. And you go, well, wait, Trump was president then. Yeah. And he might have gotten control, dead reckoning, 10% of the federal government, maybe. I mean, it's, again, people are like, he's the president. He's got total control. No, that's not how things work. And so this is a huge task, but Trump's doing a 1,000% better job than he did the first term. And he's admitted that. He didn't understand all this. All right, let's go ahead and go to another Tulsi Gabbard clip. Here it is.
You made a comment at a cabinet secretary meeting that has stuck with our audience, and they'd really love an update on it. And it's about the 2020 election. And you were talking about the security of that election, and you were telling President Trump that there has been evidence that has been uncovered of potential breaches. I'm not exactly certain, but I'd love a follow-up on this. Here's the moment right here, and perhaps do you have any updates on the 2020 election or anything that you've found, Director?
The point that I was making there in the cabinet meeting was early discovery that I had seen from a whistleblower who came forward who was working under CISA at that time, which is responsible for critical infrastructure and trying to protect against cyber vulnerabilities, critical infrastructure, including, of course, the integrity of our election systems. And what was interesting was seeing how this whistleblower brought forward information that CISA at that time, the federal government, was aware of vulnerabilities in our election machines, but they chose not to disclose that information to the American people or to the administration at that time. This is an area, of course, of critical importance, once again, for the American people to have faith in the integrity of our elections and that it is their voice that is heard through these elections. We're continuing to investigate this, and when we have information that we are ready to release, you'll hear about it.
Okay, so we're going to be hearing more on the 2020 election and some critical vulnerabilities.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And then when are we going to get indictments? When are we going to get those? I have seen Trump cutting, it's got to be $100 million plus now, from state, blue state funding and blue city funding when they are not moving to put in a voter ID, when they're not moving to stop transgender brainwashing and the DEI. I mean, there's a lot of good there happening, cut the money off. But I want to see indictments, and I want to see them 6 months ago. And that's all I hear on the street, and all I hear from family, and all I hear from the crew, and all I hear everywhere. People get pissed off at me sometimes. You know, you like Trump, so do I. Why had he done anything? Why did he? I'm like, I hear you. All right. I just got hit with massive news. Good God. Trump, a week ago, said Russia has 50 days to do a peace deal or he's going to do a bunch of really serious escalation. And then they gave us some ideas of what that was. And it ran from horrible to Armageddon. And then a few days ago, he goes, no, you got 12 to 10 days. And now here we are. I guess the deadline's out like 8 days, 9 days, depending on 10 to 12 days. Trump orders nuclear submarines move near Russia. You know what that means? So, boy, that's interesting. I was going to get into AI Antichrist Armageddon. That's already the headline for the show today, but now we're going to come back and cover this. You can feel the danger, can't you? Pray for peace, ladies and gentlemen. We're far from out of the woods.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts. I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated. He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you had someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people than to physically kill a million people. He said, but now it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than it is to control, end quote.
It was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control.
So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions.
I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast, hence social media being a problem, a gift and a curse.
I've studied the pieces. We've got the owner's manual. We've got the blueprint. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. UN climate change official says we should, quote, make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go towards that. We should do everything possible to carry that out. I mean, these people are totalitarians. It's eugenics. It's depopulation program. That's why this is the biggest subject that we could possibly cover. It's the reality. And so you think about that, and you think about what's going on long and hard. You better look into it, folks. You better find out it's real, okay? You think you're freaked out by this? I know why a lot of you are in denial.
So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people. They said these white folks is waking up. They're coming against us, their government. Black folks is waking up. They're coming against us. So now at this point, they're like, well, just get rid of them all.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Closer to total nuclear hellfire Armageddon, as the rhetoric between the United States and Russia continues to escalate, and as Trump's been in talks with Zelensky to give heavy long-range missiles to maybe even bomb Moscow in the last few weeks, and as Trump moved his deadline last week from, or a few days ago, from 50 days for Russia to make a deal or else serious sanctions and more, Russia responded by saying, we do want peace, but we're going to do what we have to do, so go ahead and do what you're going to do. And then the former president, who's also on the Emergency Security Council, Medvedev, came out and made some incendiary remarks. And there's been plenty of those by the West as well. You've had Zelensky asking for nuclear weapons. Germany talking about giving them to him, then backing down. Well, now this. Trump orders nuclear submarines moved near Russia. I'll explain why that's such a big deal. Because they can then pop up and fire their hypersonic cruise missiles or ballistic missiles, the updated Tridents, and hit Russian cities in just 3 to 4 minutes. And so that's called moving up the death con. And that's classified, but I can guarantee you, let's put up the death con for people, please, the death con scale. I can guarantee you at Cheyenne Mountain and at Fort Site R in Maryland and in Colorado, I can guarantee you that it has been moved up. Based on the highly provocative statements of the former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, who is now the deputy chairman of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, I've ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are more than just that. Words are very important and can often lead to unintended consequences. I hope this will not be one of those instances. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And what are we talking about here? Here's Reuters. Trump orders nuclear submarines moved near Russia. This just broke in the last 30 minutes. August 1st, 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said he had ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in regions near Russia's in response to threats by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. In response to his highly provocative statements, he said he ordered the submarines moved just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are more than just that. Trump and Medvedev, who is deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council, traded taunts in recent days after Trump on Tuesday said Russia had 10 days from today to agree to cease fire in Ukraine or be hit along with its oil buyers with tariffs. Moscow, which has set out its own terms for peace with Ukraine, has shown no sign that it will comply with Trump's deadline. Medvedev on Monday accused Trump of engaging in a game of ultimatums and reminded him that Russia possesses Soviet-era nuclear strike capabilities of last resort. But Trump told Medvedev to watch his words. Medvedev has emerged as one of the Kremlin's most outspoken anti-Western hawks since Russia sent tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine in 2022. Kremlin critics derided him as irresponsible, loose cannon, though some Western diplomats say his statements illustrate the thinking in senior Kremlin policy-making circles. Yeah, let me tell you what's happening here, in my view. But it's really not my opinion. Medvedev plays the bad cop, Putin plays the good cop. And so Putin makes the conciliatory statements, and Medvedev makes the threatening statements. All heard of that before. Our government does the same stuff. So this is all completely out of control. And the Russians have moved their submarines closer to the United States. And if you think it's just two submarines that Trump's moved in their thing again. And again, these graphics are showing our submarines firing at Russia from the Atlantic Ocean. By the UK. No. No. They're if you go back to the water shot of the map, no, they're up in the North Atlantic and they're up in the Arctic Ocean. Okay? And then they're also in the Mediterranean. Okay, and they're also in the Pacific. All right. the North Pacific. But what you've got to really know is that all along the western part of Russia, into Eastern Europe, all those different NATO countries have got hypersonic missiles right on the border with Russia. And they can hit those Russian bomber fields and missile fields, but a lot of them are mobile, in about a minute. The ones in the west there. So, remember how we responded when Russia, in the early 60s, moved some intermediate, medium-range ballistic missiles into Cuba. And, of course, it wasn't declassified for decades later. That was in response to the U.S. moving updated Nike missiles with nukes into Turkey, close to the border with Russia. So here's your DEFCON levels. You got DEFCON 5, fade out, normal, lowest state. DEFCON 4, double take, above normal. Intel watch increase, security measures strengthened. DEFCON 3, roundhouse. Air Force 15 minutes to mobilization. Air Force readiness increased above normal levels. DEFCON 2, fast paced. Armed forces 6 hours or less to deploy and engage. Near nuclear war. And then DEFCON 1, cock pistol, maximum readiness, nuclear war imminent. I don't know if we're at DEFCON 2 right now or DEFCON 1. I'll just tell you, it's a secret. Put it back up there, though. But when you tell people we just moved nuclear submarines very close to the, quote, targets, and if you guys will pull up just a normal Google map of Eurasia and Europe, and we need to get, it's my fault to ever do this anymore. Maybe a handheld mic. I could go over here and show people some stuff where I would tell you the submarines probably are, as if the Russians don't know. But let me tell you where the submarines are off our coast. They're about 15 miles off New York. They're about 15 miles off Miami. They're about 15 miles off the coast of Virginia. They're 15 miles off the coast of Houston. They're about 15 miles off the coast of Los Angeles. They're about 15 miles off the coast of San Francisco. They're about 15 miles off the coast of Seattle, Washington. And then I see these amateur nuclear war illustrations. They always show Russia firing ICBMs from Russia over the Atlantic or over the Pacific and hitting. No, they don't fire them around the long at. No, they fire over the North Pole, folks. That's about a third as long. And we go, goes over the pole. We're very close to Russia in that respect. And Alaska's an armed camp, and it's a few miles from Russia. So, yeah. Now, that's what you got going on. And so you can see Western Europe up over there, and you can see those open areas. And so the closest shots into Russia is in the Mediterranean, and they're in the North Atlantic and in the Arctic Ocean. And again, the Russian nuclear-powered icebreakers, even in the winter, keep these passages all open along their coastline. And they've got all their subs, but our subs like to go around underneath the Arctic ice. They've been doing that since the 50s. And then they can't really be detected that way. And then they can come out from under it and surface, or they come up through thin ice and fire cruise missiles or ballistic missiles. And you got the Hunter submarines, too, that are hunting those. So that's all going on. So when you see these simulations where our submarines are out in the Atlantic by the UK firing missiles at Russia, that's not what's happening. Because you don't want to give them time to shoot them down. And then, of course, you can go to the Pacific, and Japan and South Korea, the United States obviously has nukes there and submarines all over the place to deal with China and the South China Sea and then up here with Russia. And then you got all the space-based stuff. Most of that's classified. And this is not good. Not good at all. So, I am so tired of this. You got Trump and Medvedev making incendiary statements back and forth at each other. Then we've got impregnable fortress, Russian forces conquer Donetsk stronghold of Chazov Yar after 17 months of siege. So, again, they've just been slowly defeating the Ukrainians. The intel we've got is the casualties are 3-1, not on the Russian side, but on the Ukrainian side. And if the Russians wanted to fully take Ukraine, they could have done it the whole time. They said we're going to come in and put a line up and then destroy the NATO forces. Ukraine adopts new anti-corruption laws. Zelensky quickly reverses after purse strings threatened. So the wisest thing for Trump to do would be, and they're talking about this, would be to remove Zelensky as a dictator and have elections and promise that Ukraine will never enter NATO, which Trump's already said he'd do, and then the Russians will pull back a small security perimeter, and they're going to obviously keep their old ancient port there on the Black Sea that's always been part of Russia, that for a limited time got under control of Ukraine, and then Ukraine tried to kick them out, so they went and took it, Crimea. Dmitry Medvedev just said, Trump's playing the ultimatum game with Russia, 50 days or 10. He should remember two things. Russia isn't Israel or even Iran. Each new ultimatum is a threat and step towards war. Not between Russia and Ukraine, but between his own country. Don't go down the Sleepy Joe road. Well, that's what Trump's advisors are telling him. That's what the RAND Corporation's telling him. What the Pentagon's telling him. Remember Joe Biden said, we can't give Abrams tanks and F-16s to him because that goes up the threat escalation ladder. That leads to World War III. Yeah, and the nuclear winter that we'll get in the Northern Hemisphere isn't just radioactive. Doesn't just poison the soil and the crops. But it will cause absolutely horrible, they, depending on the scenarios, decades-long winter-like conditions where you'll have, you know, not 20 below in Minnesota, but 50 below, 60 below in the winter, and summers will be, you know, 65 degrees and blacked-out skies, red skies, and crops not growing. So this nuclear brinksmanship is out of control. NATO believed that Russia, who kept stepping back as it expanded the last 30 years, really since 1991, they thought that they would finally, you know, just keep backing down forever, but that didn't happen in Ukraine. So this is literally nuclear Russian roulette. Read the article on Infowars.com. It's more detailed than these others. Trump deploys nuclear submarines in response to argument with Russian official. That's really a more accurate headline. And ours has got the backstory and more. And I'm not just plugging Infowars. It's kind of, you know, these other ones are very flimsy and don't even give you the full statements of Medvedev. So we thought we'd do that. It's a good job to Sean Miller getting that out quickly. Get the full story at Infowars.com. On that. All right, I had meant to get into the AI and the economy and Mel Gibson and more. And I do want to open the phones up like we did yesterday. And I was going to ask people what they thought about the new Crossfire Hurricane stuff and prosecutions and how do we pressure that to happen? Do you think it's really going to happen? And AI. And I'm still going to hit the AI. But I think we should open the phones up about this. I guarantee you the International Atomic Scientists Association, that's one of the most respected that indexes all the other war game reports. I bet you money up in Chicago today or tomorrow, they have a press conference and they move the doomsday clock closer to midnight, meaning total nuclear war. By the way, it's the closest it's ever been. And if you put the DEFCON back on screen, let me look at it and really think about it. And there's whole military doctrines that go into all this and whole backstories that you have to study to understand it. But DEFCON 5, fade out, normal, low estate. DEFCON 4, double take, above normal. Intel, watch increase, security measures strengthened. DEFCON 3, roundhouse, Air Force 15 minutes to mobilization. Force readiness increase above normal levels. We've been up there since the Ukraine war started. And then it went up higher with Israel and Iran. Fast-paced DEFCON 2. Armed forces 6 hours or less to deploy and engage. Nuclear, near nuclear war. We're definitely at DEFCON 2. No, I think we went to DEFCON 1 today. I think we're at DEFCON 1 right now if you were inside Cheyenne Mountain. Yeah. Yeah, they're at DEFCON 1 right now, and I'll guarantee you the Russians are at their DEFCON 1 as well. That means the Chinese have gone to DEFCON 1. You like that? Isn't that fun, folks? And you know what? We are so satanic and culture's so evil, and the AI. Maybe God's about to save us from the AI and just have a nuclear war, and it'll take us 10,000 years to crawl back up to Stone Age. You know what the great physicist said? Einstein, I don't know how World War III will be fought because the weapons were developing so fast. But he says, I know World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Well, I really don't want to have a nuclear war, but everybody seems to think, you know, normalcy bias, everything's fine, go back to sleep. Unbelievable. And we'll see what the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists says about this news. All right, I'm going to give the number out right now on Trump saying, I've moved nuclear submarines closer to you in response to this. You don't normally tell people when you do that. Plus, you know, it's already going on. I guarantee you it's not two. And Trump, remember, already transmitted the codes right before they hit Iran to all the submarines and bombers in the air with their targets and their approval codes before they get the last code. And people, the reason they know is they know the scramblers and the experts that looked at it said, no, this hasn't happened in decades. So it isn't just a drill. They armed it, basically. And that would be DEFCON 1. So I guess we were probably at DEFCON 1 back when the Israel thing peaked. And I guess he probably just put us back on DEFCON 1 today. Can also have, you know, I know a lot about it, read some history, but I'm, you know, dumb compared to people that have operated nuclear submarines, people at Cheyenne Mountain or NORAD, people, NORTHCOM, Space Command. If I've gotten any of the doctrine wrong, you're welcome to call in and tell me. We'll put it out of the line. In fact, let's wait. Ooh, yeah, I've thought a little bit longer. Let's not just say we're only having callers on what do you think about this. Let's only open it up to people that have worked in the U.S. or the Russian or the U.K. or the French. They have their own force. They're not in NATO. They're in NATO, but they have their own force. That goes back to De Gaulle. They'd been a NATO coup, basically, and they weren't letting France run itself, so they had their military take over all the bases and grab their nukes back. But side issue. That's in the history books, but not really popularized. Most people don't know it. I'd like to hear people that have served in nuclear forces. I don't want to hear anything classified. But just doctrinally, did I get this right, or do you think we're DEFCON 1? And then usually we got a big enough, you know, audience that will even have people in such a specialty area be able to get in. Let's leave the phones open only for them. And then when we get three or four of those people on, I would guess, hopefully, I'm always amazed at how deep and diverse our audience is. Then we'll open it up for everybody. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Have you served in the nuclear weapons service or deployment, or have you worked in those areas of COG surrounding it, or were you at a think tank, Rand Corporation, Pentagon War Strategy, Army War College? If you have real expertise on this, we'd like to hear from you about how serious it is. I know this, it's unprecedented for a president to say, I just moved nukes closer to you. You know, when Eisenhower and then Kennedy had nukes in Turkey, they didn't tell the Russians. And when the Russians brought their ballistic missiles into Cuba, they didn't tell them. I mean, they knew they'd see it and learn about it, but this is saber rattling, and I'm digesting this. I don't know if I like this from Trump. I mean, I know, strength through peace and all of it. And I mean, I will tell the Russians Trump's definitely wound up. I mean, I don't think the idea that he's, let's just say the pressure didn't make him cave in. It made him, we use the analogy, nuking Godzilla. You nuke Godzilla, it makes him, he lays down for a nap, he gets sick for a couple days, and he pops back up 10 times stronger. Or you use the Marvel Comics thing, Doomsday. The more you attack him, the stronger he gets. Well, Trump does not give a you-know-what. He wants peace in general, and I guess he thinks acting really tough to the Russians is going to make them act like Kim Jong-un. I don't think you're dealing with Kim Jong-un, Trump. In fact, I know you're not, and I predict this is not going to have a good response from the Russians. And I'm not happy about that. But maybe he's trying to force the issue to bring it to a head. And that could be the case. Remember all his rhetoric about North Korea and blasting them until they finally came to the table. I don't know. This is playing with fire. Nuclear hellfire.
For a limited time, you can get this limited edition murdered out InfoWars shirt at thealexshowstore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic, and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition, and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them, and we're winning. Get it all now at thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for your support.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Our political elite want nothing more than for you to be ignorant, deceived, censored, silenced, and rendered useless. But Brainforce Ultra is a great way to fight back, because staying sharp is part of winning the InfoWar. Not only will this product keep you sharp, but it will also keep InfoWars broadcasting the truth worldwide. We all know that InfoWars has been under relentless attack for years. That's why it's more important now than ever, in this most pivotal time in our nation's history, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Brainforce Ultra.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.